Today's Amud is Yevamis Pei Tesem and Aleph. We're holding on Pei Chesem and Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Tzricha Get Mizeh U'Mizeh. So the Mishnah spoke about the case of a woman whose husband went away, and then an Eid Echad comes to the lady and tells her that you should know, your husband died. I saw your husband died. So the halacha is that with regards to this, we believe in Eid Echad, and Beis Din gives her a heter, she's allowed to get remarried. She goes ahead, she gets remarried, and then, lo and behold, her husband, the original husband, Reuven, comes back. And now she's stuck. So the halacha is Teitze Mizeh U'Mizeh. First of all, she has to leave both husbands. For sure, she has to leave the second husband. She's an Eishes Ish. Her husband never died. Reuven never died. So for sure, she's going to have to leave the second husband. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that Teitze Mizeh U'Mizeh, she's not even allowed to go back to her original husband. She's like an Eishes Ish Shezinta, even though it was an Eines, and typically by an Eishes Yisrael. So by Eishes Yisrael, we say if it was Ba'ini, she's mutter to her husband. In this case, Chazal gave a kenas, she's not allowed to go back to her husband. The Mishnah told us another halacha, that also tzricha get mizeh u'mizeh, that she needs a get from both men. So now says the Gemara, that bishlam emi rishayin tiboyi get, I understand why she needs a get from Reuven, from the original husband, because she's married to him, he never died, so she's married to him, so of course, for her to leave him, she's gonna need a get from him. Elam mishayni amai, but why does she need a get from the second husband? She was really never married to him, she was really an eishes ish, and znus ba'almahu, that which they were together was really just znus ba'almah, they didn't know it at the time, they thought they were getting married, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, but really it wasn't a marriage, really it was just Nusba Alma. So why does she need a get from the second husband? So says the Gemara Amar Avuna, it's a Gzeira Shema Yoimru, Geira Zev and Nasa Zev. It's a Gzeira because people don't necessarily know all the details. They're going to view it that, hey, we know that this lady was living with the second husband. It must be because really Reuven divorced her and then she got remarried to the second husband. That's what people might just assume, that she was a divorced woman who married the second husband. And now if she's not going to receive a get from the second husband, V'nimseis Eishes Ish Yitzah B'loi Get. People are going to view it that, oh, an Eishes Ish could just leave home and she's divorced even without receiving a get. That's how people are going to view it. They're going to view it that she was married to the second husband and that she left without getting a get. And that she could get divorced without receiving a get. So to prevent that chashash, so we say she needs a get from the second husband as well. Now ask the Gemara, the Dihachi, if so, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that's why she needs a get from the second husband, so then Seifa, the next Mishnah we're going to have, the Katani, it says over there, that Amru La Meis Ba'aleich, if let's say the Eid Echad comes and says that your husband went away, so you should know he died, and then instead of her having done a full marriage with the second husband, having done nisuin with a second husband, v'niskatcha. All she had done so far was just erusin. She just did kedushin. They never actually lived with each other yet. V'achar kach ba'baila. And then Reuven, the original husband, comes back. So in such a case, the halacha is mutares lachzer lai. She's allowed to go back to Reuven. Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about receiving a get. So says the Gemara that it sounds like she doesn't need a get. Then in this case, she doesn't require a get from the second husband. Now, if the reason in the Reisha is that she requires a get is because of a gzeira, them shema yoimru, people might think that she's leaving the second husband without receiving a get. So then in this case also, in the safest case also, it's true that she only did kedushin and not nisuin, but hasam nami neima girazev, kidazev, and imsis ashazish, it's ashalai beget. In terms of the gzeira that you made in the Reisha, that gezeira just has logically applies to the case of the seifa as well. It's true, the case of the seifa is different. All they did was kedushin in the seifa. But lamaisa klapi this chashash, that people are going to view it that she was married to the second husband and that she's leaving without a get, that chashash applies just as much in the seifa's case as it does in the reisha. So if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, we're stuck when we get to the Seifa. So says the Gemara, two terutzim to answer up for the Seifa. The terutz number one, we're not going to stick with. We're going to reject terutz number one, and then we're going to get to terutz number two. But terutz number one, to explain why she does not, to explain the case of the Seifa, is that terutz number one is oilam ba'iget, is that you were assuming she doesn't need a get, and really you made a mistake. It says that she's mutaris lachzer, like she's allowed to go back to her first husband, but she needs a get from the second husband because of this gzeira, hagufa, because of this gzeira of Shem Yomru. However, ask the Gemara that, ihachi, if so, if you're going to explain the next Mishnah, you're going to explain the Seifa, that she needs a get from the second husband, and then she goes back to Reuven, she goes back to her original husband, if so, then we have a different problem over here. If she gets a get from the second husband, she receives a get from the second husband, and then goes back to Reuven, so then that looks bad for other reasons. Nimsazem machzer grushasa mishan nisarsa. It looks like she's going back to her original husband even after she got remarried. Meaning really, in reality, is that she was never married to the second husband, so there's no problem of machzer grushasa. Reuven has no problems taking her back, even though it seems that she was married to another husband in between, because the Maisa, she wasn't married to another husband. But this looks like it. It looks like the people, the story that people are going to be assuming is that Reuven divorced her, she married the second husband, the second husband divorced her, and now she's going back to the first husband. So that looks like they're being over on the Isser of Machzer Grushasai. So that has its own issues. If she doesn't need a get from the second husband, like we originally thought the Mishnah was saying, so then it doesn't look like Machzer Grushasai. But if you're going to tell me that when the Seifa says that she goes back to her first husband, it means that she also needs a get from the second man, so then it looks like Machzer Grushasai. So that's its own issue. Says the Gemara, no. Kerb Yosi ben Kippur, the Amar mina nesuin asura mina erisim mutaras, because the Mishnah is going like Kerb Yosi ben Kippur, who holds that the only Isser, Machzer Grushasai, is only if the woman married the nesuin with the second man in between. But if all she had done was erisin, so then there is no problem of Machzer Grushasai. And in this case as well, no one's going to necessarily assume that she didn't sue him with the second husband. It just looks like they did Erisin. Fine, so that doesn't look so bad. That doesn't look like Machzer Grushasai, because Machzer Grushasai is only when it's Mina Nesuin and not when it's Mina Erisin. But ask the Gemara now a different kasha. That, how could you tell me that the Seifa is talking about a case where the second husband gives her a get? Hamidikatani Seifa, Afa Pisha Nasan La Achra and Get Lay Pasamina Kuhuna, the Seifa of the Mishnah then goes on to say that even if the second man gives her a get, she does not become Pasal Kuhuna. She does not become Pasal Kuhuna. Let's say Reuven Zakai. She's not going to be Pasal Kuhuna just because she received a get. She's not going to be a Grusha just because she received a get from the second man. Now, Michlau de Loi Bai Get. That's mashma that she doesn't need. She doesn't require a get. Di bayi get, because if she required a get, albeit midrabanan, but if she required a get midrabanan, a mailei pasul minakuna. So then why wouldn't that pasul or minakuna? If she needs a get, even if the get is only needed midrabanan, the halacha is that even a get midrabanan will pasul or lekuhuna. Elamai, the Mishnah is clear that she doesn't need a get, and that's why even if he gives her a get, it's meaningless. It's just a monkey act because she doesn't need a get. The get is just a piece of paper by Alma. But if you're going to tell me now that really the Seifa means that she needs a get from the second man, so then when he gives her the get, she should become Pasul Lekuhuna. How could the Mishnah say she doesn't become Pasul Lekuhuna? Elamai, you see, she obviously does not need a get. She does not need a get from the second husband. And then the question is why not? Back to our original questions. Now we're falling off of this teretz. We just proved, not like the first teretz, we just proved that really, according to the Seifa, in the case of the Seifa, she does not need a get from the second husband. But now we're back to square one. We're back to our original question, that if the pshat in our Mishnah, the reason why she needs a get in our Mishnah from the second husband, who she was never married to, is because of Hashem Yimru, is because people are going to think that in Isha, in Eshes Isha's Yitzah Shalai Beget, so then if so, in the case of the Seifa as well, even though it's true all she did was Erisin, but in the case of the Seifa as well, you have that exact same Chashash, Hashem Yimru, that people are going to say that in Eshes Isha's Yitzah Shalai Beget, so why doesn't she need a get in the case of the Seifa? Why Taka doesn't she need a get? So says the Gemara, El Seifa Amri Kedushei Ta'is Havu. The reason why in the Seifa she doesn't need a get is because people aren't going to assume it's an Eishes Ish Yoitzah Shalei Beget, because people are going to say, the whole thing was just a Kedushei Ta'is. She thought that her husband was dead, so the whole thing was really just a Kedushei Ta'is, and that's why she doesn't need a get, because the whole thing was Mekach Ta'is, not because an Eishes Ish is Yoitzah Shalei Beget. We'll ask the Gemara, if people are going to give her the benefit of the doubt like that, they're going to say it's Kedushei Ta'is, so then Reisha Nami, Amri Nisuye Ta'is Havu. So then in the Reisha also, she should not require a get from the second husband, because people will give her the benefit of the doubt, and they'll say, the whole thing was just a mistake, it was Nisuye Ta'is, and that's why she's Yitzah Shalei Began, not because an Eishes Ish is Yitzah Shalei Began, that's because really, she was never married to him, because the whole thing was a Ta'is. Why don't we say such a thing, that she should not need a get from the second man, even in the Reisha? Says the Gemara, in a Chanami, Be'atzim, you're right, but Kansua Rabbana. The Rabbana gave a Kenas. The Rabbana gave a Kenas that we should be Chayshish. No, there might be some people that don't give her the benefit of the doubt, and they're going to say that she's an Eishes Ish Yitzah Shalei Beget. So we give her a Kenas that she needs a get from the second husband. We'll ask the Gemara, Seifa Nami Likansua Rabbana. So then in the Seifa also, we should give her the same Kenas, and we should be Chayshish for the meed of people maybe that might not give her the benefit of the doubt and might view her as an Eishes Ish Yitzah Shalei Beget. Why don't we give her a Kenas in the Seifa as well? Why dafkin the Reisha do we give a Kenas and not in the Seifa? So that the Gemara already says, because there's a big difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Reisha of the Isura Kansua. In the Reisha, where she mamish did the Nesuin, she was together with the second husband, as an Eishes Ish, as a Chiv Karis. So there already we give her a Kenas, because she didn't have Eira, she should have been more careful. Whereas Seifa, Duloy of the Yisura, like on Surah Rabbanan, and the Seifa, where all she did was Eirasin. So in such a case, we don't give a Kenas. So really, the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is Taka about Nesuin and Eirasin, but not just Batsam because of Nesuin and Eirasin. It's because by Nesuin, we give a Kenas to be Chayshish for the people that will be Shema Yomru. We're Chayshish for the Shema Yomru. Meaning, Batsim, there is something over here, there is something to be concerned about. And in any case where this woman is getting remarried to a second husband, and then her first husband comes back, and she stays with her first husband, there is something to worry about. Because there is a Shema Yomru that people are going to view it, that she's Yitzah Shalei Beget, if she doesn't get a get from the second husband. There's definitely what to worry about. Now, many people are going to give her the benefit of the doubt, and they'll say the whole thing was a tie. And she's on an Eishes Ish Yitzah Shalei Beget. But there are people that won't give her the benefit of the doubt. So there is makom to make a kenas. So now the question is do we make a kenas or do we not make a kenas? The answer to that is, when she did an aveira, we're going to be harsh with her. We're going to give her a kenas. When she did a suin in our Mishnah, we're going to give her a kenas. She should have been more careful. Now we're going to kenas her that she needs a get from the second husband. But in the next Mishnah, in the Seifa, where all she did was erisin anyways, she didn't do an aveira, so then we're not going to give her the kenas, then we'll be more lenient with her, and in such a case, she does not need a get from the second husband. Says the Gemara Vayter now, we've said in the Mishnah that Ein La Ksuba, that she has to leave both husbands, she needs a get from both husbands, and she also does not receive a Ksuba from either husband. That Ein La Ksuba Lo Mizeh V'Lo Mizeh. Says the Gemara Mai Taima, why does she lose out on her Ksuba? So says the Gemara because my time is going on, is already like the Teretz. Why does she lose out on the Ksuba? So explains the Gemara, because my Taima Takinu La Rabban Ksuba. Because what's the whole reason that Chazal even ever gave a woman a ksuba? It's kedei shaloite kala be'enav lohaitziya. The whole reason why a woman gets a ksuba, the reason why she gets the 100 zuz, the 200 zuz of a monetary pledge that the husband's going to give his wife in the event that they get divorced, is in order so that getting divorced wouldn't be too easy for him. If it was free to get divorced, so then the husband might unfortunately get into a fight with his wife and he'll divorce her, because it doesn't cost much. Chazal wanted it to cost him. They wanted it to hurt his pocket, and this way he'll be slower to just get rid of her. He'll be slower to just get rid of her, and that's why they made the whole concept of ksuba was just shalaita kalabain of laitzia, so it shouldn't be so easy for him to just get rid of her. Well, if so, since that's the whole reason for the ksuba, which Agav sounds like the Gemara is assuming that ksuba is the Rabbanan, these are sugyas we'll get to when we learn Mesachas Ksubas, Bez Hashem, in the near future. But says the Gemara now, so the whole reason why why Chazal made the whole concept of a ksuba was just so that it should be difficult for him. He shouldn't be so quick to divorce her. But in our situation, in our case, where this woman anyways needs to leave both husbands, it's teitzei mizeh umizeh, tehei kala bein av lahitziah. Let it be easy for the men to divorce her. Why should we care for it to be hard for them to divorce her? They anyways have to divorce her. We want it to be easy for them. We don't want, if anything, the opposite. We don't want it to be hard. We want it to be easy. We want the husbands to get rid of her. She's not allowed to stay with either man. She has a kenas. She's not allowed to stay with either man. So of course, let's make it easy. Let's get rid of the ksuba. Ingma peres lemizainos v'blois. We said also she doesn't get reimbursed for the peres that the husband ate. She doesn't get mizainos if she bought any food, so she doesn't get reimbursed. V'loy blois, she doesn't get the worn out clothing. It says the Gemara to explain that why does she lose on all these things? It's because all these things are considered tanai ksuba. They're considered part of the ksuba, conditions of the ksuba. It's not the ksuba atzma, but it's tanai ksuba, and tanai ksuba ki ksuba dami. The tanai ksuba has the same din as the ksuba, just like she loses out on the ksuba, so she also loses on these things, which are the tanai ksuba. Not lemizeh umizeh. The Mishnah said that if she took any of these things, she took money for payray, she took her ksuba, she took money for mizayne, she took the blois, so then, not lemizeh umizeh, so she has to return it. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course she has to return it, because she had no right to take it. So of course she has to return it. Says the Gemara, no, ma'u de tema, that cave on the tafsa, loy mafkina mina. I might have thought that once she takes it, so we're not going to take it away from her, kamash malan, and no, we'll even take it away from her. And the Archon Air points out that the shaklataria of this Gemara is very shver. The Gemara knew that that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that if she takes it, so she has to return it. Says the Gemara, obviously she has to return it because she has no rights to it. So of course she has to return it. Says the Gemara, no, I might have thought because she took it, so she doesn't have to return it. Why would I think that? We knew that was the case. The case was she took it, and the Mishnah says she has to return it. Says the Gemara that's obvious. So what's the Gemara's teretz? That no, I might think that since she took it, she doesn't have to return it. No, why would I think that? The Gemara just told me that it's pasha to the Gemara that even after she takes it, that she has to return it. So what's the Gemara's teretz? I might have thought if she took it, so now she doesn't have to return it. Why would I think that? The Gemara just said that that's something that's pasha, that she has to return it. So the Aruch Haner explains that the pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara originally thought that all the Mishnah was saying is that we tell her she has to return it. Is that tachzer, she has to return it. That's her din. Besdin will tell her that you should know you're not doing the right thing by taking it. You have to return it. But what would be if she holds on to it? We're not going to force it out of her. So the Mishnah never discussed that. The Mishnah was just saying that we tell her she has to return it. On that, the Gemara said, Pasha, that's Pshita that we tell her she has to return it. Of course she can't keep it. Of course we don't tell her that she could keep it because she has no rights to it. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that they might have thought that if she's holding on to it and she's not willing to get rid of it, so then we'll just let her hold on to it. We told her that she has to return it. If she doesn't return it, that's her problem. That's between her and God. Kamash will end the Mishnah that no, we're actually going to force it out of her. We're going to force it out of her, even if she's tafsa and she's holding on to it, not willing to get rid of it. We're going to kamash will end the Mishnah that we're even going to force it out from her. That's what the Gemara means to be saying. Havlan mamzer. Then the Mishnah said that if she has any children from either husband, the children are mamzerim. So now a child from the second husband, that's obvious that the child is going to be a mamzer because she's an ish ish. The child is a child of a marriage, of a relationship of a Isser Karis, of an ish ish. They maybe it was an aines, they didn't know it. They thought that they were doing a mitzvah. They thought they were getting married, kadas ma'isha v'yisrael. But lema'isa, truth be told, is that she was an ish ish. Her husband never died. So of course the child from the second husband, that child is a mamzer. That makes a lot of sense. But the child from the first husband, that's a chiddush. If she goes back to the first husband and has a child with him, it's true, Chazal made a kenas that she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. She can't go back to Reuven. But if she does and she has a child, why should the child be a mamzer? She's not even on any sort of Isser Karis, not even an Isser Lav L'chayra. So why should the child be a mamzer? That's something that's going to be discussed in the Hemshech of the Gemara. First, the Gemara right now is going to go a little bit off topic, going to discuss some other things, and then eventually, not in today's shir, but I believe in tomorrow's shir, we're going to tie it back in to our Mishnah of Avlad Mamzer. So now says the Gemara, though, again, a little bit on a side topic. Says the Gemara, that Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Trumais, the Mishnah says that Ein Tarmin Minatami Alatar. when a person is taking off truma, so he's not allowed to take off truma from something which is tameh for things that are tar. So he has, let's say, a grapevine in his backyard, and he collects all the grapes, he harvests the grapes, and now it's time to take off truma. Some of the grapes were touched by someone who was tameh, and they were wet. Let's say he made them tameh, and so now there are some grapes in his kitchen. Some of these grapes are tameh, while the rest of them are tar. So he figures, hey, if I take off truma from the tameh grapes, it works out very nicely for me. Now all the rest of my grapes will be tar. It's geschmack. But lemaisa, you're not allowed to do such a thing. You can't take off truma. You can't take truma from tameh grapes and take it off for the rest of your grapes which are tar. If all of your grapes are tameh, so then fine. Of course, you have nothing else to do. So you'll take off truma from tameh grapes, and the truma will be tameh. Fine. But if you have other grapes that are tar, and you're going to take off truma, and you're going to use tameh grapes for your truma, so that Rashi explains is causing a hefset to the kain. The kain can't eat that. If tar grapes, he could eat as his truma. But if he has truma that's tmea, he can't eat that. He could use that as fire fuel, but how much does he need grapes for fire fuel for? So being that that's the case, that it's causing a hefset to the kain, you're not allowed to do that. Ein tar min atami al tar. You're not allowed to separate truma from something which is tameh for something else which is tar. L'maisa, though, says the Mishnah, that v'im taram, if you did, so the halacha is like this. B'shoigeg, if you did it by mistake, you didn't realize that these grapes were tameh, you only found out afterwards, so then truma, say truma. So then l'maisa, the truma is chal, and those grapes are now truma, and yeah, it's the tough luck for the kain, but that's the halacha. However, if he does it b'mezid, if he did it on purpose, he dafka wanted, let's say, to mess over the kain, or he did not want, they wanted to mess over the kain, but he was trying to help himself, and he knew that these grapes were tameh when he was separating the truma. So if he does it b'mezin, so then loy asa v'loy klum. That's the lashon of the Mishnah, is loy asa v'loy klum. Now, my loy asa v'loy klum. What do these words mean? That if he does it b'mezin, loy asa v'loy klum, machlekes amarayim had to teach the Mishnah. Amar Rav Chista explains, now when the Mishnah says le'asav le'klum, it means le'asav le'klum kol'ikr da'afilu ayi griva hadar le'tzivle. That he doesn't do anything at all. That if he did it b'mezid, so then we say that anything he did, any separation of truma that he did, was nothing. What does it mean, nothing? It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. It means that even the grape that he took off as truma is not necessarily that much. Even that griva, even that little bit, that little grape that he took off as truma, it goes back to being teva. It goes back to being teva, which is a big chiddush, because midaraisa, you could be tayrim min atami altar. Like you see, if he does it b'shoigig, it works. This whole thing is clearly only, it seems like it's only a kanas derabanan. Yet, the Rabban are going to say that no, that grape is no longer truma, now it's tevel. Tremendous chiddush. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. But that's what Rav Chista says, that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that le'asav le'klum means that even the grape that he took off as truma, even that tummy grape that he took off as truma, it goes back to being in its tevel state, it's no longer truma. That's what it means. Rav Nasan Rabbi Yeshaya says that no, that le'asav le'klum means le'takinas ashirayim. Now when the Mishnah says le'asav le'klum, it doesn't mean that that grape is going to go back to its tevel state. That grape is clearly truma. But what was he trying to accomplish? He was trying to make it that now the rest of his grapes are now going to be regular chulin. It's not going to be tevel anymore. He took off truma from it, so now it's no longer tevel, now it's chulin. On that says the Mishnah that no, le'asav le'klum, that the rest of the grapes, even though he took off truma, so now you would think, oh, so now it's chulin. No, the rest of the grapes are still going to be considered tevel. He was le'asav le'klum, masakinis ashirayim, aval truma havi. But the grape that he separated as truma, that remains truma, le'asav le'klum, klape the rest of the grapes. Klape the rest of the grapes, he's still going to have to take off truma a second time. So, machlekes amarayim had to teach the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara that Rav Chista le'amar k'Rav Nasan Rabbi Yishaya, that Rav Chista did not want to say like Rav Nasan Rabbi Yishaya's pshat, that le'asav le'klum is just going on to shirayim, di amrit havi truma, because if you're going to say that this tameh grape is truma, so then Zimnin de Pasha v'loy mafresh. If you're going to allow that to remain truma, so then a person is going to hear this from the Rav. The Rav's going to tell him that, yeah, that grape is truma, but you have to take off truma again. And he's going to look at it and he's like, oh, the Rav's just trying to start up with me. He doesn't like that I was playing games. So he's trying to play games back with me. And he's telling me I have to take off Truma again. But I know that since my grape was Truma, so really my Truma counted. The guy's alarmed it, right? So he's saying that the Rav's just playing games with me. So I'm not going to take off Truma a second time. I don't need to play his games. If he's willing to call the grape that I separated as Truma, Truma, so that means I took off Truma. So what do I need to listen to the rabbi for to take off Truma a second time? And Mamela, this Eitzah would never accomplish anything. So that's why Rav Chisda didn't want to say like Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya, because he felt like that can't be what the Mishnah means. Because such a halacha would never work. Such a halacha would never work. Again, just to read it inside, the Amrit Havi Truma, because if you're going to tell the person that the tummy grape that he separated as Truma remains Truma, Zimnin the Pasha of Lay Mafresh, so then sometimes he'll just be negligent and he's not going to take off Truma a second time. I guess if it's easy for him, maybe he'll do it, but it's not going to be on the top of his mind, because on the front of his mind, because anyways, he knows that if I took off Truma already, so what do I need to take off Truma a second time? Now, says the Gemara, is that really true? That person won't take off a second time? We find in the Mishnah that we do find Lahedia, that there's such a halacha called it's Truma, yet take off Truma again. So clearly such a halacha works. And even Rav Chisda has to agree to that, because we have a Mishnah that says it Lahedia with regards to a different halacha. Now we learned in the Mishnah that Hatoyrem Kishus Venimseis Mara, a person separating Truma from cucumbers, and then it comes out, he said that the Truma piece that he took off is really, it's a bitter cucumber, where Avatiach, he's separating Truma from watermelons, from some sort of melons, Venimsa Siruach, and it comes out, he's tasting the part that he didn't use as Truma, let's say he cut the watermelon in half, the right half is the Truma, he starts eating from the left half and he realizes that it's spoiled. Now halacha is that being that he took off something bad as Truma, he took off sour cucumbers or spoiled melon, so Truma v'yachzer v'yitron. The halacha is that the piece that he took off as Truma remains Truma, but he also has to take off Truma again from something better. That's the halacha. So you see lahedya, that there's such a concept of Truma v'yachzer v'yitron. And for all intents and purposes, that's really the way Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya was translating le'asav le'klon, that it's Truma v'yachzer v'yitron. So how could Rav Chisda say that there can't ever be such a halacha, it would never work, no one would ever listen, people are going to be paisheya? L'maisa, you have a Mishnah Lehedi that says such a halacha. There is such a concept of Truma v'yachzer v'yitron. So Rav Chisda can't argue on the Mishnah, so what's Rav Chisda's problem with Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya's pshat? It's nothing less than a Mishnah. Says the Gemara, then no. Shoigig amazed karamis. You're asking a stira between a person who is a shoigig and a person who is amazed. Shoigig liavad isura. In the case of this Mishnah where it says truma v'yachzer v'yitroim, the sour cucumber or the spoiled melon. So over there, he did it b'shoigig. He didn't realize that the cucumber was bitter. He didn't realize that the melon was spoiled. So Mamela, since he didn't do an isser, so he's going to go and try to fix it. Such a person, we're not worried that he's not going to set for Truma a second time. But Mazid Kavad Isura. The Mazid guy, he already did something. He already did it once for Mazid. He knew what he was doing. He knew he wasn't supposed to take off Truma from the Tame grape. And he did it anyways. So if he did it anyways, and you're going to tell him now that it's Truma, but do it again, this guy's obviously not the most Erlecha guy. So for such a person, that's, says Rav Chisda, it was on such a person, that's where I say this halacha would never work. Not that objectively this type of halacha can never work. If you have a guy that's trying to always do the right thing, so yeah, of course, if the Rav tells him it's Truma v'yachzer v'yitroim, he'll listen to the Rav to take off another cucumber, to take off another melon. But by the case of the grapes, of our case of the Truma Temeya, where the person did it amazing, he clearly is not trying to do things so correctly. So on such a person, that's where Rav Chisda said that I do not believe he's going to be so careful to take off Truma a second time. Now says the Gemara that v'rami shoygig ha-shoygig. Now that we're on the topic, let's ask a stira within the halachas of shoygig. Because hacha katani, by the truma tmeya on the truma tahira, from the tmeya on the tahira case, the mission of the grapes, that we give the example of the grapes, so katani, it says over there that b'shoygig, if he does it b'shoygig, he by mistake took off truma from a tamei grape for the rest of the grapes. So if he did it b'shoygig, truma say truma, so then the truma counts and he doesn't have to do anything else. Yet hasam, In that Mishnah with the bitter, with the sour cucumber, with the bitter cucumber and the spoiled melon, so over there, Hasam Katani Truma V'Yachzer V'Yitrein. Over there was also a case of Shaygeg, yet over there the halacha is Truma V'Yachzer V'Yitrein. So Stam, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that within the world of Shaygeg, we see two different halachas? By Shaygeg, when it's Tamei Al Tahar, we say it's Truma and you don't need to do anything. Yet when it's from a mineral, yafeh, from a sour cucumber to a regular cucumber, from a spoiled melon to a regular melon, over there when it's shagig, we say truma v'yachzer v'yitrim. What's pshat in the chiluk? So says the Gemara that hasam shagig karav lemezid. Because it's true that over there it's shagig. It's true that over there it's shagig. And that's why there's no kasha on Rav Chisda over there. We're comfortable with the fact that he'll listen to Truma V'Yachzer V'Yitrein because Lamais it's a shaygeg, but he's not the most innocent person in the world. It's a shaygeg karev l'mezed. He's close to a mezed. When it's Tamei Al Tahar, so he didn't know it was Tamei. What's he supposed to have done? But over here, when it's a bad cucumber on a good cucumber, a bad melon on a good melon, so that's already a shaygeg karev l'mezed. Why? Because he could have prevented it. He could have tasted it. He could have taken off a small rat faces explains. He could have first taken off a small amount of truma just to make it that now he could taste it. And now he could taste it just to make sure he's taking off good fruit, good vegetables for his truma. From the fact that he didn't do that, so he's a shoigig karay v'lemezit. So he's a shoigig. We trust him that he'll listen of truma v'yachzer v'yitrim. He will listen. And at the same time, we're going to make him do that. We're going to make him take off another truma because he was, to a certain level, irresponsible. Since he was responsible, we can ask him that it's truma v'yachzer v'yitrim. But now do it again. Now says the Gemara, v'rami mezid amezid. We also have a stira within the world of the realm of mezid, because hacha katani over here by separating minatami alatar by the grapes. So katani it says b'mezid loyasav loyklum. Now halacha is that if he does it b'mezid, it's loyasav loyklum. Machlekes is what that means, but that's the halacha. Whereas hasam tanan yet. Elsewhere, we have a Mishnah that says, discussing a case of Mezid, that Hatayre Mishain Nakov Al Nakov, a person is taking off Truma. A person, let's say, has two pots of cucumbers. He has two pots of cucumbers in his backyard. One is in a pot without any sort of perforation on the bottom. And the other plant, the cucumber plant, is in a pot that has a perforation. So the halacha is that you have to take off truma from both, but the truma that you take off from a perforated pot, that's truma d'araisa, whereas the truma that you take off from a non-perforated pot, that's only truma midrabanan. This person went, and he took off truma from an einakov, from a pot that did not have a hole in the bottom, and he took it off for other cucumbers that was nakov, that had a hole in the bottom. So he took off truma midrabanan for something which is chayiv and truma midaraisa. In such a case, truma v'yachzer v'yitrein. The halacha is that it's truma, but he has to take off truma again. So I guess if you're Rav Nasan Rabbi Yeshaya, so this is the same din as Loyasav Leiklon. It's the same halacha. But if you're Rav Chista, so then this is a different halacha. This is a different halacha. By the case of the grapes that we had before, Minatami Alatar, Rav Chista says that when you do it b'mezid, Loyasav Leiklon, and that grape is not even going to be considered truma. That grape's not even going to be considered truma. You have to take off truma again, and that grape loses its truma status. Yet over here, by the pot that's Enei Nakov, on the Nakov, over there we say it's truma v'yachzer v'yitrim. We allow it to be truma, and we say to take off truma a second time. We don't say that loyasav loyklum, that even the original cucumber that you took off loses its status as truma, and it goes back to being tevel. So it's a stira within the realm of mezid. Says the Gemara, that betray mani tzayis, b'chad mani loy tzayis. Says the Gemara, because again, really, Rav Chisda, he holds that really the halacha should be that it's truma v'yachzer v'yitrein. That's in the halacha that he wants. It's just that he holds that if you tell the person who's doing something b'mezid, if you tell him that this grape is still going to remain truma, he's not going to be yachzer v'yitrein. He's not going to go back and take off truma a second time. That's true when it comes to the grapes. When it's Minatame Alatar, he's going to say, what are you talking about? It all came from the same tree. Really? You're going to tell me that because one's Tame, one's Tar? You're even masking to me that it's Truma. That the grape, that the Tame grape that I separated as Truma remains Truma. Now you're telling me I have to take off Truma a second time? That he's not going to listen. But when it comes to from one pot to another pot, from one pot of cucumbers to another pot, one with a perforation, one without a perforation, so when it comes to something like that, when it comes to two different pots, so that already he'll listen, even though you're telling him that the first one's Truma, when you tell him Yachzer V'Yitzrei, when you tell him that it's, and it's coming from two separate pots, that's something that he understands better, and that's something that he'll listen, and he'll take off Truma. So that's the answer. It's not a steer by Mezer Numezer. It has a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a chilek in the case, because in the case of the Nakav and Inu Nakav, it's two different pots, so that's something he will come to listen.